It is time for us to check sports. Time to bring in Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I almost called you the other day, so I'm gonna lead off with this, okay? But I didn't want to bother you at home. What's the deal with Churchill Downs banning Bob Baffert for on that drug test?
They can do whatever they want. I mean, it's an entity unto himself. They say that, you know, he's had several chances and he keeps coming up positive and they decided to take action on it. Do they have any hard evidence? I don't think so. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens because he should appeal it and he should take it to court.
2 years.
If he wins, he's going to own not only the New York track, but he's going to own Churchill Downs, too.
A two-year ban.
Yep. I don't get it. They give him a two-year ban, but Todd Pletcher and Chad Brown get away with murder every week.
And how about that guy at Monmouth?
They were still waiting for service in Navarro's cases to come up.
Everybody knew down there. Everybody,
it's ridiculous.
Everybody in the state. He even admitted.
Oh yeah, they had him talking about it on video. They had him talking on a video. I was sitting at a table next to him when he told the guy in the video, "What do I have to do? Show you the bottle?" So, you know, racing has big black eyes because they pick and choose who they want to pick on instead of picking on everybody that's cheating.
And it
comes down to the vets. The vets are the most crooked ones at all because the vets are the ones that let them test out negative.
Yeah, and what's bad about this thing with Baffert is that he's now put in, for most people, he's put in the same league as all these other guys, and he really isn't.
It's the media. You know, the media makes people evil or condemns them to be kings, and Baffert's not liked by the media, and he's evil. But, you know, in the same token, these same guys that are saying Bobby Baffert is so bad are going to tell you what a great trainer Todd Pletcher and Chad Brown are when they're doing the same thing.
Right. Who was it that said, oh...
That's why you don't listen to what anybody says.
That's right. I forget that there was a coach in the NFL this week that made this comment on Bill Belichick and cheating. Oh, it was Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher says, listen, in the NFL, you're only guilty because you get caught.
Yeah. I mean, look back with the, you know, the Yankees were highly contesting the Astros for cheating. But then when Reggie Jackson comes out and says, oh, everybody's cheating, all of a sudden Reggie Jackson's no good, too. It's a hypocritical world. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I thought that was interesting.
They all cheat. Yeah. They all cheat. If you think they don't, you're crazy.
Yeah. Let's go to the NHL. The Bruins beat the Islanders 2-1, overtime.
Tough loss for the Islanders. Yeah. I mean, they were outplaying the Bruins the entire time after they tied it up late in the third. And they were really peppering them in overtime, and the way it works sometimes, the ice was tilted against the Bruins. They get one break. They come down. He throws a puck on net from an extremely wide angle. It goes in. Game over. See you next week. Crazy.
All right.
But that's the good thing about NHL hockey in the playoffs. It's anything like that can happen and does happen.
In the NBA, the Knicks are out, and the Nets play the Bucks in their second-round game.
And the Nets are favorite to win the championship. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, it's that kind of year in sports, really. It's just a lot of unbelievable stuff. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees and Rays split their four-game series. The Yankees really had to win 3 out of 4, or all 4, really. But they split the series. The Red Sox defeated the Astros. But, you know, it's funny. I looked at the standings. And the Mets just keep rolling along. They lost yesterday to the Padres 4-3, but they've got like a 4.5-game lead.
Well, the Mets have a 4.5-game lead. Look at the record of everybody behind them.
It's terrible, yeah.
It's right. Not that the Mets are playing that great. It's that everybody else is playing that bad.
Yeah,
give them the credit. They're playing better than who they have to beat.
Yep. You've got any races for this weekend?
Belmont weekend, you crazy?
That's why I asked.
Now, is
Baffert going to be in the Belmont?
No, he's banned from New York 2 weeks ago.
Jesus Christ, all right.
He had a horse that he had ran yesterday under Pletcher's name. There you go, so you go from Bob Baffert to Todd Pletcher. Okay, That's like going from Jesse James to his brother. So that horse ran off the screen yesterday, real good two-year-old, so that's a horse to pay attention to later on down the road. But, you know, Baffert's cheating, but it won by 10 with Pletcher. Okey-doke. So the sixth race tomorrow is the Grade 6 Jaipur, 6 furlongs on the turf. The sixth race, the Grade 1 Jaipur, 6 furlongs on the turf. Real nice field in here. Looking at 4 horses, the 2 Casa Creed, the 6 Bound for Nowhere, who's going to be the favorite, the 12 Sambaye, and the 4 Fast Boat. Fast Boat and Sambaye ran 1-2 day before the Kentucky Derby out in Churchill Downs. And like I said, the Preakness gets like the weaker fields because these horses rest up from the Derby, and here's evidence of that. Fast Boat, I think, repeats as winning this race, and Sambaye can run second, but you got to look at all 4 horses, and you got to look, make sure these horses don't have little L's behind their names when they run good, and all 4 don't. So the 4 Fast Boat, this 12 Sambaye, the 6 Bound for Nowhere, and the 2 Casa Creed are my plays in here. Oh, and Irad Ortiz was in a race yesterday and fell off the horse and got run over a few times. So we'll see if he's around to ride this weekend or not. So that's the 6th race tomorrow. In the 7th race, I'm looking at 1 horse in here, the 7 Bonnie South. Brad Cox has 2 horses in here. One's the Speed. She's his Daredevil. And she's a Daredevil is going to run with the other Speed in the race, Lutriska. Look for Bonnie South to sit off the pace with Rosario and come charging late. Could get the job done at what could be a very big price. So in the 7th race, the 7 horse, Bonnie South. from there, we're going to skip a couple. We're going to go right to the Met Mile, the 9th race. There's a fair amount of speed in this short race. 1 mile short field is what I'm meaning. Nick Scho's going to be the favorite. It's going to be the Speed. It's going to get pushed by the inside horse, Mischievous Alex. That's going to open things up for a horse in here that I used in the on Kentucky Derby Day at 46-1. Just missed by a head, and I'm coming back again. It's 20-1 morning line. Doesn't scare me at all. The 4-horse, Lexingtonian, should sit a perfect trip in this race at a big price. Could light up the board in the 9th race in the Met Mile. So I'm going to go with the 4, Lexingtonian, on top, and I'm going to throw the 2, Dr. Post, in there to make my exacta. This horse won the Westchester in nice fashion, which was the prep for this race. So 4 to win and a 4-2 in the 9th at Belmont tomorrow. And then we're going to go right to the Belmont itself, which is the 11th race at 6:49. 8 horses line up for this. I'm not getting fancy in this race. One horse that I'm going to use in my tries is going to be the 8, Overtook. Another Todd Pletcher horse who never gets suspended. Amazing, isn't it? Gets blinkers on tomorrow, has been running without Lasix forever, ran a decent third in the Peter Pan, which is a prep for this race. 20-1 morning line, when this race starts to fall apart, I think Overtook and come in, overtake a few horses and spice up the try. But my 1-2 picks are going to be nothing special. The 4, Hot Rod Charlie, who gets Flavian Pratt back. Flavian Pratt rode a different horse in the Preakness. This horse is going to sit just off the pace for Doug O'Neill. Distance will not be a problem. Hot Rod Charlie is going to be one of the top contenders in this race. But my top pick is going to be the horse that Flavian rode last time, the 3, Rumbauer, the horse that won the Preakness. I don't see this horse getting a problem with the mile and a half. Rod runs the same type of race that he rode in the Preakness. Sitting just a little bit off the pace, about 5 lengths back, make a late move, sustain it around the turn, get the job done. I really like Rumbauer again back tomorrow. And just so happens to get Johnny Velasquez instead of Flavian Pratt. If there's anybody I want to ride to Belmont, if I'm getting a jockey change, it's Johnny Velasquez. So my top pick in the Belmont is going to be the 3, Rumbauer, with the 4, Hot Rod Charlie, and the 8, Overtook, to round up my place for the Belmont. And we're looking for the Triple Crown tomorrow. Belmont, we hit the Derby, we hit the Preakness, we hit the Belmont, we win the Triple Crown. Only here on this little radio station that could has the Derby and the Preakness been given out.
All right, and good.
And if anybody doesn't believe me, come and get me.
And, well, just listen to the podcast. They're all up there.
Yeah, you don't see Jerry Bailey giving out $40 horses and $1,000 exactas, do you?
No, so that's good luck for this weekend, all right?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'll be there tomorrow, so maybe I'll try to photobomb a TV camera or something.
All right, I'll speak to you on Monday anyway.
Have a great one, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Kosky with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.